Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt your broadcast for a bit of humor.
Ethno Radio.
In the time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, by all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Understand there's a suspicion that we're too security conscious.
Crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
What's up, everybody? F-Bill Radio, episode 29.
for fuck is it? August 8th, 2006. What's up, everybody?
Right on.
I am Mr. White.
I am Malice Factor.
What is up, everybody?
Biggest Sidious himself. So
yeah,
that was a harsh stop.
That was a harsh stop, yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes you gotta double click with authority. You gotta be sure of things, even though that was a single click. I did it with authority, nevertheless. You've gotta click with authority.
Right.
Right.
Don't do drugs.
So hey, everybody, we haven't talked to you in a couple weeks. This last episode was pre-recorded at Hope.
Right. Episode 28 was Hope Clips.
Yeah, which I guess came out all right, huh?
Yeah, it sounded pretty good.
Yeah. So, got some new equipment in the studio. I'm talking on a new mic. Big City's got a new mic over there.
Hello.
Hopefully improved sound quality a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's made a difference already. Like, ever since that last time when you jacked up the mic, when you, like, threw it on the ground and stuff because you got mad. Remember?
Oh, right. Yeah, when I spiked it.
Yeah.
That was
again and again. And again, and again.
And again.
And again.
And again.
And again. So.
You did it a fair number of times.
That's, yeah, I guess that's safe to say.
That's the point that we're trying to make with that conversation.
I'm in good spirits tonight.
Yeah, you're standing again.
Yeah, I'm standing up. I got my South American Coke Smugglers uniform on.
Yep.
Ready to go fly in a Cessna. I went to bed about 11:30 last night and woke up at 2 and have not gone back to sleep yet. So, just finished a can of Jolt and I'm ready for fucking action.
Right.
Mainly standing here and talking into the microphone.
Yeah.
So, what have you guys been up to?
What's it been since,
Who knows?
I was having a technical problem.
Yeah. Right, you just wanted to fuck me up, man.
Last time we got here, we were talking about chain mail and, like, all kinds of craziness.
All types of crazy stuff. Website getting hacked.
Yep. Website got hacked again.
And again.
Maggot folk.
I guess we should probably address that now, huh?
Yeah, why not?
Well, hang on. He's doing what he's been up to.
Well, you know, a large part of what I've been up to is entwined with the website getting hacked.
Oh. Yeah.
So we can segue into it.
Well, pretty much we went to Hope, which was awesome. And that weekend, the hosting got shut down.
Right. And I discovered this when someone else called me and said, Malice Factor, the website has been shut down.
So,
was it Seth of Monrovia?
No, it wasn't Seth of Monrovia.
That's good. That would have been freaky.
we immediately tried getting on there, which isn't an easy task, having a VPN back to our houses and then go online from there and log in and all this fucking shit. And
it was ugly.
It was down. Unfortunately, that forced us to turn on the laptop during the weekend. Otherwise, we wouldn't have and didn't for pleasure the entire weekend at Hope. But
right.
Yeah, so we got fucked by the dick hosting company who locked the account because some dudes came in through Mambo somewhere. After the previous exploit, we had patched all the way up. Came in somewhere, dropped down some software that's sending out mass amount of emails in the name of, what was it, Citibank?
I believe it was Citibank. Yeah, they were phishing from... FDIC approved. They were phishing from one of the parts of FBIL Radio, Radio's website when they had inserted this... did we even look at the files?
Was it a malicious code?
I've got the files. I haven't had a chance to look at them yet because...
Because who gives a shit, really?
Life has been fucking crazy, that's why.
Are they malicious?
I guess you could say
yes.
They're malicious.
Like, just downright evil? They're malevolent code or malicious code?
Scumbag code.
Scumbag code.
Piece of shit code.
Right.
Fuck Gokturk. So, yeah, so we go ahead and we get that fixed that day, and we come back... And from Hope, trying to unwind, get back into life, and, you know, fuckers do it again. So...
Do you think they're fans of the show?
No. It's nobody that even cares what the website is. It's just they're going around looking for Mambo websites because they knew how to exploit it. So Mambo had no new security alerts or anything like that, so I just decided, fuck it. There goes Mambo.
Fuck Mambo.
So we ripped out Mambo. And that's where we've been.
Yeah, so if you've been to the site in the last, what, 2 weeks?
It's been a shell of nothingness.
Yeah,
a
shell of nothingness with a promise that a new website is coming soon.
Which is the same website, just...
It's on par with the promise of the Messiah returning.
Two nights ago, I put up the archive, the contact page, and the new front page, and a couple other things. So, it's back on it. It's back on its way. The big question is, are we going to bring the forums back? You know? I don't know.
That's why we're going to have a call-in telethon.
I think...
to determine that. We're looking for your donations, you listeners. We're looking for donations.
Hey, he's not kidding, man.
For
if we
the
go
forums.
With a third-party solution.
Look for us on your PBS network. There'll be a man wearing a Boba Fett helmet. Another with a camo mask. And there'll be a third guy with shirt, no shirt and a sword. And a mask.
I got the pictures of us back up. I will have pictures of Hope coming up soon.
Right.
And a couple other things. I am going to make a new page that wasn't on the other one, which is the collection of shit page, otherwise known as stuff. I think I named the link, which is various crap that we've made or audio files we've talked about or whatever.
Stuff people sent.
Just yeah, collections of stuff surrounding the
voicemails.
Show.
Voicemails.
Yeah, if we got some voicemails, we'll probably put them up there and. Who the fuck knows? Just that'll be the running tally of shit
right.
surrounding the show. So stuff like, you know, McKinnon interview parts from way back, or audio of the Cassini probe from way back.
John
what other
Grisham
stuff I was looking at.
Calling in, heckling the show.
John Grisham heckling the show.
Fucking hecklers.
Heckler.
Heckler. Isn't that like a type of religion? You're heckular?
Sure is.
I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm heckular.
Heckular.
What?
This joke keeps making me feel like I gotta burp real bad.
Well, dude, it's like, isn't it pure carbonation, dude?
99.5%.
Well, that's why you gotta keep on burping, dude.
So, it's good stuff, yeah, though, the old cherry bomb. But, yeah, so we got new equipment. We're back back for a while, regular old episodes. No guests lined up. We should probably send out some guest requests.
Yeah, one of these days.
The studio's moving locations soon.
That's right. That's the big news that only we have to be concerned about. Yeah. It's not going to affect anybody else.
So
we're getting a new studio, though, nevertheless.
So we're going to be working on that. Just a lot of, you know, shit going on in
life. Episode 30 might definitely be... taped at the new studio.
Yeah, or the last one at the old studio.
Or right. on your doorstep.
Or on your doorstep.
Crazy hacker.
We also might just go put lawn chairs in the middle of the freeway and record it right there.
Yeah.
That would suck.
I'm in the middle of reading Fight Club.
Yeah, is that why you have the sunglasses on?
No. Because I was really flying cocaine and, I said that earlier. How the fuck you think you're paying for a new studio?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
These new mics ain't cheap, man.
Sorry.
That clip always mesmerizes me.
I
don't know why.
It's a good clip.
It draws me in.
It's a good clip.
TK427, why aren't you at your post? TK427, do you copy? Looks like we got a bad translator. Malice Factor. See if you can get them down to the repair depot for a new translator.
Isn't it a transmitter?
Whatever, fuck off. I was hoping you didn't catch my sly, I was hoping you'd ignore my crass mistakes.
Sorry, dude, I couldn't help you out like that, man. You should know that stuff by heart by now.
That's all I have to say to that.
Right, so what has Big City been up to? I haven't seen you in like a month, man.
I know. I don't know what I've been doing either when I recollect over the whole course of time that we haven't seen each other.
Well, you had a pretty good last couple days, right? Some big news.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had... Thanks, dude. I forgot all about that. It's a good thing you're here, man.
First I've heard of it.
I'm going to New Zealand.
You're going to New Zealand?
I booked my tickets and everything.
Business or pleasure?
A little of both.
Yeah. What business you have in New Zealand?
Nothing really happened that's business-wise, other than there's a lot of money being thrown around.
You gonna go take your picture in a hobbit hole?
Yeah.
There's a lot of sheep over in New Zealand, isn't there?
I'm gonna have some lamb, too.
You're gonna finagle the sheep's balls?
To finagle their balls?
Nah, I'm not gonna get jiggy with the sheep. No reason to get jiggy.
Get jiggy with it.
But yeah.
I almost thought about singing that right there.
Right.
Fucking lack of sleep, man. It messes you up.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, why don't you just give us a quick number? No, I'm kidding. Just don't. Please.
I don't want to at all.
Okay, good.
At all. Dude, you see that new Mario basketball game coming out?
Dude, you mentioned it. And no, I didn't see it coming out because I've been unplugged from the game world.
Yeah. For the DS, dude. It could be the return to NBA Jams.
Dude, I'm totally pwning you in that game. Just like I used to pwn you.
Dude, you
NBA
never pwned me in fucking NBA Hang Time.
Yeah, did you remember? You fucking drunk.
Dude, we were like 12.
That's such a great insult.
Instead of studying for physics classes, we were playing fucking NBA Jams like madmen.
Yeah, we used to play Hang Time, which is this spiritual successor to NBA Jam on the N64. And, Air Dog and BDJ, as I was known, would fuck up the comp.
What does that stand for anyway?
Dude, I don't even remember. It was just
like some long thing that stood for. And
yeah, and it,
Air Dog,
because cool.
I used to like dunk and saying dog was cool back then or something. I don't know.
Yeah, spelled it D-O-G-G.
Yeah.
Instead of D-A-W-G, which is the correct Ebonics spelling.
You used to nail the three-pointers from the same point on the three-point line every fucking time.
We had
time.
It down to, like, we had a insane zen-like silence. Understanding of Hang Time. We used to throttle the fucking comp.
You fucking...
You know.
Stole fucking balls like nothing.
So. Get off the goddamn lawn!
You know, like...
Get off the goddamn lawn!
Damn.
What is going on?
Air Bud.
Air Bud?
Is that what that dog
Air
is?
Bud.
Air Bud?
Air Bud? What is this ambient noise, man? Like,
we're outside recording. You didn't notice?
Right.
We are out
of the shit, fucker.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
You can't tell we're smuggling right now?
I thought I was playing Metal Gear Solid 3 again.
I use this room for smuggling.
So what are you going to do in New Zealand, man? Why are you going down there?
I'm going to go to a hobbit hole for one.
Yeah.
To a hobbit hole?
Well, they left Hobbiton standing. Bag End is still there.
They left
standing.
It stand? Are the people living there?
No, it's a museum.
It's a museum?
Museum. I'm going to it. I'm going to get my picture.
Museum.
It. Dude, it's going to be great. I don't know. I'm going to go to some beaches. I'm going to go climb some mountains. I want to go blackwater rafting.
Blackwater.
Dude, it's underground in an underground river cave.
Right.
It's awesome.
Crazy.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
3-hour ride, dude.
Dude, that's crazy.
And there's phosphorescent glow. Yeah.
Isn't
there phosphorescent glow worms
like
that are fucking on
the
ceiling.
Coast of New Zealand?
Well, that's why I'm in a river.
I'm just saying, like.
Yeah, there's crazy, like, riptides and sharks and Typhoid Mary and red fever.
Like, New Zealand's pretty much like the ass end of civilization, right?
It's like the last colonized place on Earth, I think.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. Unless, like, you count Tahiti,
New Jersey.
But yeah, I'm gonna go there.
When are you going?
December 28th.
Wow, right around Christmas time, huh?
Yeah. For New Year's. I'll be there 2 weeks, man.
Dude, it's like there's summer down there.
Fuck yeah. I'm gonna be wearing...
You see the Crab Nebula?
Yeah, I'm gonna watch Aurora Borealis.
Right?
Or
the Southern Lights?
Southern Lights. Those are what? Aurora...
They're not
Borealis, they're...
Yeah, the sky's
else.
All different over there, man. Different constellations.
Water goes the other way in the toilet when you flush.
That's an urban legend.
So? Does it have to be an urban legend?
So I'll make it go the other way.
I'll spit in it. Dude, I'm still gonna go, regardless of the toilet water. That's not why I'm going, actually. I'm going because of the Hobbit holes. And I want to say, like...
Are you going to hand out F-Bill cards while you're there?
Probably not, because I don't want to get killed.
Why would you get killed? They don't have any weapons over there, man.
Yeah. It's yeah, like the most peaceful place on Earth.
Dude, there's still, like, people there that, I was reading their news today, and the Maoris, more Maoris, found there's a warrior gene in them. That's why they are more tended to have violent crimes.
Awesome.
Because of the warrior gene.
Wish I had a warrior gene.
Yeah, you wish you do.
I'm saying, I wish I did.
That's what I just said, too.
I'd go berserk on you right now.
Whatever, Cuban.
Yeah, hey, Mr. Castro White is like,
Colombian.
No, Mr. Castro White is like anxiously awaiting the death of Fidel Castro. He wants to go to the free Gloria Estefan concert in Havana.
Fucking cigars coming out of every orifice.
Dude, but Castro is about to die, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty sick.
Dude, he's like 150 years old, man. How much longer can he last?
Or maybe he's got the one ring.
Free healthcare.
He's one fucking hateful bastard. That's what it is. That's like true hate, son.
You think he's like right an there. Asshole? You think he's actually going to die or no?
He'll die.
Dude, he's been smoking Cuban cigars for like last 80 years. Man, come
he'll
on,
soon
man.
Pass into the shadow realm. Become a wraith like them.
Like Lenin, Stalin.
Yeah.
Khrushchev.
They're all wraiths.
Brezhnev.
Wraiths! Wraiths with beans! Oh, yeah, I watched a marathon of that, too. That's the other thing I've been up to. I watched a
You
marathon.
Watched the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy?
Special editions all in one day, except for the Return of the King, the second disc. I couldn't make it through it.
Holy fuck, dude.
Dude!
It was like 4.5-hour installments.
I was pretty fucked up at the end of that session.
Yeah, dude. You gotta do that over the course of a weekend. You can't do that in one day. What's
no,
matter
we
with you?
Did it in one day.
We did it? There were other people there?
Yeah.
There were other people partaking in the shenanigans?
Yeah, my New Zealand traveling partner. Crime.
Nice. Yeah, so you're pretty much into Lord of the Rings, like probably dressed up as an elf or something.
Not yet, but
did you do that in celebration of getting the tickets?
No, we just did that because that was what we wanted. We wanted to chill out.
Gotcha.
Chill. You never want to just chill sometime?
Sometimes I want to chill, man.
And dude, you don't get to? Well,
like right now.
Like never, we never
get
to chill.
Dude, that's because we're fucking hopped up on crack addict.
Yeah, I know, man.
What do you expect?
Yeah.
Crystal meth boy.
Snorting coke off the back of $1,000 call girls all weekend long.
I know.
If only I was so lucky. I don't have that much disposable income. So,
seriously, we're working on it, though.
This past weekend was DEF CON in Black Hat.
Right. We have an email from Metatron.
Metatron dropped us an update yesterday, being Monday.
And he said, "Where the fuck are the forms, bitches?"
Is that what he really said or no?
No. I will read it. At Mr. White's request, the email says, "Hey, it's been mad so far and loads of fun. Black Hat was great again and very informative. I can now say I learned more about RFID in 2 days than I have up until the event. I missed the device drivers talk. They took full control of a Mac in 60 seconds, and I was in fishing with Asterix PBX. But I had a great time, and then the meet and greet sessions, I meet a lot of very intelligent and interesting people. As for DEF CON, well, it's DEF CON. It's more of a party than a serious event. But the change of venue this year has improved it and made it easier to go see what I wanted to. I don't think I have been sober in 3 days, which is a rare event for me. I have met some very odd people and some very smart people here, and I think I scared a group of guys for Indiana when I told them they were wrong about something, and when they didn't believe me, I then went to get on a whiteboard and marker pen and showed them exactly why they were wrong. I was fairly hammered at that point." Sweet. "Anyway, I'm off for a few beer in a couple of minutes. I have a flight home tomorrow, but lucky enough, they have free Wi-Fi everywhere, so there's always something to do. Speak to you later, Metatron."
So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most, how intoxicated do you think he was when he wrote that email?
I would say 8.5.
8.5?
Yeah.
I was going to go 7.4. Big City?
I'm going to go 9.
Yeah. He's usually pretty good with the grammar. And he pretty much fucked up that whole email. So.
It's all right, dude. It's all right.
Oh, it's perfectly all right. You're at DEF CON.
Dude, he pwned a Mac in 60 seconds. They took full control of it.
No, he didn't. But,
no, I said they did.
Have you seen the news on that?
Dude, I've been in a fucking blackout for like last 3 weeks.
And keep on
in my face.
Pretty much on a Mac using third-party drivers, they basically took access of the drivers, which is something that we heard about people doing at Hope.
Yeah, so basically all the shit that we wanted to hear about at Hope and everyone kept on saying, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, that fucking dickhead with the fedora hat that kept saying that. He's like, I can totally show you how to own a box using, you know, device drivers right now, but I'm going to wait till DEF CON. It's like, thanks, dickhead.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He just wanted to dangle it in front of your face.
Yeah, he's just dangling
definitely
it.
Definitely dangled it in front of our faces.
But, yeah, I mean, it's third-party drivers, and I guess it's not just Macs. It's Windows boxes and stuff. They just demonstrated it on a Mac. I guess that's where they had it worked out the best.
Yeah, that was shown to Mac users.
Fucking Mac-Macs?
Mac-Mac. I'm going to go buy a Mini next week.
Yeah, that's the big news in Mr. White's life.
It's kind of getting annoying, to tell you the truth.
Shut up.
Nice.
Kind of sick of hearing about
it. I'll punch you in the face.
I will knock you into next Tuesday.
That would be awesome, because that's when I'm going to go buy that Mini, so if we can just speed that up.
You're damned fool!
So, well, thanks for the email and the update there, Metatron.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Seriously.
Dude, Seth of Monrovia sent me an email.
What did
he
say?
Send you an email?
He wants to have your baby?
I don't know. I sent it to...
baby.
I sent it to the radio at FBO Radio.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either.
Well, I didn't see it either because I don't have the access to that account. But I can't access my account right now. So,
what are you doing with my?
Shut up!
Don't fuck with
I'm
that,
dude. I'm not fucking with it, dude. Listen, I deal with wires all day.
fucking thing. We just bought it,
dude. We need that.
I get the fucking point.
The animal sounds are fucking with my head.
Yeah, I keep on having to take off
my... I only
my...
had 2 hours of sleep, dude. I can't mess with this shit. Fucking seagulls flying in my fucking headphones. Well, I want to look side to side and shit.
Listen, actually, that was a blue jay.
I don't know what the fuck it was.
Next, we have a song sparrow. Song sparrow. All right, I'll stop.
Where did you get all these sounds, man?
Listen, crocodile hunter, I ain't a fucking bird expert.
Good eye, mate. Here we got a song sparrow singing us a little song out here in the fucking bush.
What type of woman would you have to be to actually marry a crocodile hunter? Like, I always wonder that. Like, you can see him on TV, you're like, that's a fucking crazy ass dude.
Maybe you gotta be the kind of woman that likes.
And then you see Terry and you're like, wow, she actually moved from the United States to Australia to live with this man.
She was moved.
Seriously.
By him.
Love is blind, I guess.
She did something. That's for sure. You let me violate you. Ma. You let me desecrate you. Yes. That's, here we have a cow, and Farmer John sodomizing the cow.
Do you think the crocodile dude gets into animal porn or what?
Giraffes and stuff, probably. I'd imagine that's the case.
Giraffes?
Why not?
You just like stick your head in there, like your whole head.
Stick your knee.
That's such a weird ass name.
Giraffe.
Say it like giraffe.
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 Giraffe. Just say it a giraffe. Couple times.
Dude, I had a dream with giraffes in it
giraffe.
Once.
Oh, that's fucked up.
They were chasing me.
Got chased by giraffes, dude.
I was on a giraffe preserve. The giraffes were attacking.
Didn't you tell me at lunch today that you had a dream last night where you had like sex with a woman while slaying dragons?
No, there was a water moccasin attacking, and there was an evil lion that I trapped on the roof of my grandmother's garage.
And then it
starved to death.
On the roof of a grandmother's garage.
Right. This is very Freudian. I like this.
What does that mean?
We're talking about dreams, man. You're talking about having sex on top of grandmother's garage with evil lion.
No. He's got it all messed up. It's completely messed up in his head. But I'm telling you the highlight. I'm telling you the parts that I could say over the air.
That sounds like an intense dream.
Oh, dude, yeah, it was fucking crazy. The line told me that it was going to starve to death in the garage.
Flashback right there or something?
Yeah, you definitely looked like you were going into
a flashback.
Well, I can still see the picture of the line when he was talking to me on the garage top. He was like, I'm going to starve to death up here. And I was like, I know. But I was in a tree at the time, so I had no choice but to say, well, listen,
why were you in a tree?
And he was on top of a garage. Symbolize? And you're talking to each other.
I was in a tree.
You were talking to each other?
The line just...
And he was evil, like...
Like Scar from the Lion King. Like Scar from the Lion King.
Oh, he's like, hey, I know I'm evil, line. But so like I'm going to starve
evil.
Up here.
Political evil, yeah. This is like...
He was like
Elton John
evil.
That was bad.
What?
And he was like, the circle of death. And that was like what it was. He was am I making any sense here?
Yeah, no, perfect.
Okay,
crystal
good,
clear.
Good. I'm glad we're on the same page, you know? And the line was bad and fucking that was it. You guys gotta calm down or something. You guys gotta eat more cheese or something before you go to bed. I don't know what it is, but yeah, I have dreams like this all the time.
I can hear that song where it's like circle death, you know, it's like James Hetfield to come in here in the middle of an Elton John song and be like death, you know, circle of death.
You see, like, a completely evil Elton John. Like, he's not gay, he's straight. You know what I'm saying?
And wicked.
Yeah, and wicked.
Wicked.
He's bald.
He still has the same funny little sunglasses on.
Yeah,
with a goofy
seriously.
Accent.
He's wearing a black suit and a red tie.
Does he wear all those rings and shit, too?
I just told you he's straight, man.
Yeah, but if you're evil...
But if you're evil, you're allowed to wear the rings again.
Yeah, just darker rings.
But
darker rings.
Though, despite his good homosexual persona... He wouldn't wear that necklace that says fuck.
Right. He wouldn't do that.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a brain fuck.
Who the hell said that?
I did in the midst of a
I
yawn.
I thought that was a clip.
Oh, I thought it was a clip too. I was like, I didn't play it. You did.
Wow.
Yawn.
Wow.
So did you have some news stories you wanted to talk about?
No.
Mr. White?
No, yeah. I don't want to talk about anything. I just want to stand here. If I can look.
That's completely cool.
Like a Colombian cocaine shipper man.
As far as it goes, you've been very successful so far.
Dude, do you think the FedEx guys in Colombia dress like this? Like cocaine dealers?
They might.
That's a great question.
Yeah. You know, like instead of like UPS trucks, they have like old Jeep Wranglers. Fucking gun mounts. You know what I'm saying?
It's like two men per truck.
This is
And no matter what street they're on,
unhinged.
It's always extremely bumpy, and they get airborne all the time.
Yeah, and then you can hear like Star Wars theme music blaring in the background.
What's with this music? I mean,
I don't know.
This is fucking with my head, dude. Holy shit.
Dude, everything's fucking with your head.
I don't even know what's... Oh, my God.
Mr. White hasn't slept in like 3 days.
Yeah,
it's
been on a coke
binge.
It's a thing of beauty.
Reading Fight Club backwards.
I'm reading Fight Club backwards. Meat swamping. Come out.
That was a great... Meat swamping. Ow. What is that?
Right. You really don't want to talk about Fed's appeal loss and NSA wiretapping suit or...
Fuck the NSA.
AOL.
I hope they lose power. They've been having problems with getting like enough electricity.
Literally, not like lose like power, but just lose like electrical power. That will completely fuck
with
them. We
will show them.
They're going to have to reset their alarm
clocks
and everything.
I want to see an entire like fucking... mass of black vehicles scream down a fucking street and stop in front of a house and knock on the door in a big pile of suits and sunglasses and ask the guy to turn off his air conditioner.
Pretty interesting national security.
Because he
turned off the AC.
Because he browned out the whole fucking grid.
What a McCree.
Amazing. Yeah, so they're having basically EFF lawsuit was shut down because national interest, and then they're losing power and yada yada. The big story coming up in the last day is AOL. Last week they let go of like 40 million people, something like that. Laid off.
40 million people?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but if you still worked at AOL, why?
AOL.
I mean, the writing's been on a wall since like 2001.
Dude, job's a job.
You know, yeah, this is true. This is true, but I figure you'd be like looking from time to time in the last like 7 years, you know?
AOL is probably one of the shittiest things I've ever had to endure, like, ever in my life. Not just, like, computer-related, just ever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, AOL is really just a horrible company.
Yeah.
Horrible service.
Yeah, it's awful.
Horrible prices.
Yeah, dude, like, seriously, why would
terrible
you pay?
Speed.
A horrible fraud. Like,
lots of pop-ups.
Like, they are the internet when they're not. They're like, oh, use all this content that we give you. Because we get money.
You can't even type www anywhere. You can just type keywords all the time.
Well, you can bring up a browser, but they're like, that's bad.
The
that's bad in here. That's not good internet.
You're going to get viruses and...
Listen, Grandma, that's not good internet. You want to stay here. Type in cake in the keyword box and see what happens. It's magical.
That would bring up...
AOL.
You goddamn little...
Well, aside from the layoffs and stuff, which really isn't important... Somebody decided the developer thing to, are you just leaving?
You said they, like, you know this person intimately. Is that true,
they,
Mr.?
Mal's found he just took off his headphones, he's lying on the floor.
Communication is key.
All right, I guess normalcy is restored.
I am a chatbot, neo-Nazi.
Yes. So, basically, AOL,
I'm okay.
Somebody over there. Decided on like their developer site or something
WB
to release an entire block of searches and search result and search information. So basically a user ID number, which was randomly chosen but matched up per screen name, what they searched, whether they clicked through, success rate. What else was on there? You looking at that news story?
Yeah. I'm reading it intently.
Is this the search data for roughly 658,000 anonymized users?
Yeah.
Over a three-month period, no personally identifiable data provided by AOL, but search queries sometimes themselves can include such information. Roughly 20 million search records over that period. So the data included roughly 1/3 of 1% of the total searches conducted over the AOL network over that period.
How are you, gentlemen?
Searches were part of this data included U.S. searches conducted with the AOL client software.
So pretty much what they did is they took someone's screen name and they swapped it with a basically identifying number. But they kept all what the queries were and everything like that. So if somebody went in there and searched for their own name, their own address, their own social security number, their own kids' names, whatever else to see what information is out there on them, well, they're pretty much fucking owned.
Owned.
There's, what, 2 gigs worth of fucking information? Tabs eliminated for them, like 10 text files worth of shit?
That's, wow, that sucks.
A few million search requests.
Well, according to the, is this an open letter from the president of AOL?
This is an open forum.
Yeah,
AOL
yes. Yeah, where they're like, yeah, we fucked up. Why don't you read that? Why don't you read that?
Oh. This was a screw-up, and we're angry and upset about it. It was an innocent enough attempt to reach out to the academic community with new research tools, but it was obviously not appropriately vetted. And if it had been, it would have been stopped in an instant. Although there was no personally identifiable data linked to these accounts, we're absolutely not defending this. It was a mistake, and we apologize. We've launched an internal investigation into what happened, and we are taking steps to ensure that this type of thing never happens again. We apologize again for the release.
And this is just after
Andrew Weinstein.
MSN and what other dickholes there are, Yahoo, that just handed fucking results over to the U.S. government. and caught fucking controversy for that. These fuckers just put this shit out there for anybody to download, which we have. So in case you listen to this, it's a 500 meg TAR, and you can get it online, different places, BitTorrent and shit. So in case you need a copy, it will be on the FBIL site.
Right.
And forever.
And ever.
So, yeah, well, if you want to try and, you know, tell us, we can't put that there. Maybe if you lick my nuts nicely, might take it down. Just might.
Might.
So, it'll definitely be interesting once I get a chance. I just downloaded it last night to, basically open it up and, start taking a look around and see what's in there.
Right.
This will, prove useful for other projects that we have going on, Malice Factor.
Right. Mr. White and I.
So, what's our next plan of attack gonna be, Hotshot?
Dude, totally with the Optimus Prime bolt, man. Armada Prime. Excuse me.
Outstanding.
Right.
Give us a new one we haven't heard in a while.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find one. I have one in here that's new, but I don't know what I named it because it was so long ago that I named it before, like, the Hope thing.
Mintage.
Wait, before you went on vacation. And I know what's in here, but I don't know where.
Yeah, different projects that we're working on that we'll talk about at next year's DEF CON. I could go into it now, but...
We don't want to get too detailed right now.
So it's, next... Well, it's too early anyway, so...
Right.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable that this slips out of AOL. I mean,
it's not unbelievable. It's, you hear about this sort of shit all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, before, we used to chuckle over fucking companies like Iron Mountain and stuff like that. Data tapes, like, losing Iron fucking Monkey backups of, you know, fucking data, like, complete fucking images of data center computers containing millions of customer transactions and information and stuff. We're like, oh, it just so happened the UPS guy left it on this desk, and now it's gone. Fuck us. You know, so AOL goes and does it. Like, it's just, it's gotten to the point where we expect absurdity like that. Like, that's not the big news. The big news is, wow, you mean a company hasn't fucking put its customers' information out there for anybody
this
to use?
Is true,
I
yeah.
mean, come on, man. It's yeah, old hat
this is
for
true,
us.
Yeah.
Did you say old hat?
It definitely said old hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure if you said that.
It just strikes me as funny as, like, there's some, like, mid-level manager that's head of some developer team sitting there in an office room like a Tuesday morning. He's like, hey, team, we need a new idea. We need to get some better query tools and figure some shit out. So I get a good idea. It's been this whole thing with letting other people do your work for you. I think it's called open source. And, so if we just take all the stuff, and we just put it out there, some of these Hacksaw-type folks, they're going to take a look at it, and they're going to do some nifty stuff, and then someone is going to make a tool, and we're going to take it and just use it. And this is all going to happen while we're all rotating through our summer vacations. So if you could just, like, you know, Frank, you. Why don't you just go over there to the laptop and just nab, I don't know, I mean, what do you think? What do you think? Like, 2-3 million search queries? Yeah. I mean, just, like, just change your names. Be cool. Just put it out there. All this stuff that our users do. Let's just dump it right online. It's cool. Good
Sweet.
Talk. Good talk, group. See you next week. It's like,
yeah,
fuck, man.
Yeah, and that's
going
to be the result of the internal investigation at AOL.
Yeah, right. That shit's gonna be funny. Probably release like some big briefing or something.
Right.
3 years down the road.
We have determined that it was human error that led to these.
Yeah, we determined that it was not a monkey. Definitely.
The individuals have been identified and they have been punished.
Yes. We have found that this is the result of terrorists. terrorists got an AOL.
This is the result of any one of our competitors.
Unfortunately, we were running Mambo. So these guys from Turkey just kind of came in and did a couple things and yeah. So pretty much we just pwned all our users.
Yeah. For them.
For them. So. So, is it worth updating? Nah. I'm going to go home, take kids to soccer with four.
Yeah, just
stop the ranting at any time.
Can't work yourself out of the job, man. Like, no, you know.
Like the place, updated. Yeah, like the place I work, you can't get fired.
We need to have a task force assembled.
Don't say that, Mr. White.
With a subcommittee of a committee of managers and, you know, assistant managers.
But are any of those people going to have security experience? No.
No, we definitely need a human resources expert. A few HR guys, somebody from finance.
Yeah. I promised Billy he'd get more money, so let's get him involved in it.
We're painting a bleak picture of corporate America, if you don't know.
Your mother was a hamster,
and your father smelt of elderberries. I fought in your general direction.
Right.
Yeah.
I was helping paint the pictures.
So, wow, I'm totally fucking useless today, huh?
Oh, you're never useless, Mr. Colombian drug dealer.
You're always taking up space. You're like,
if it wasn't for your liquid capital, we would not be having a new studio next time around.
If it wasn't for your kinsmen, we wouldn't be able to have cheap labor in America.
Right?
Mac.
So, what about this from the DenverChannel.com? Marshall's innocent people placed on watch list.
Oh, that
Florida.
Shit was funny. That cracked me up when I saw that.
Right. You could be on a secret government database or watch list for simply taking a picture of an airplane. Some federal air marshals say they're reporting your actions to meet a quota, even though some top officials deny it. The air marshals, whose identities are being concealed, told 7 News that they're required to submit at least one report a month. Lucky them. If they don't, there's no raise, no bonus, no awards, and no special assignments.
I love that. Find something that's wrong.
Innocent passengers are being entered into an international intelligence database as suspicious persons acting in a suspicious manner on an aircraft, and they did nothing wrong, said one federal air marshal. These unknowing passengers who are doing nothing wrong are landing in a secret government document called a Surveillance Detection Report, or SDR. Air marshals told 7 News that managers in Las Vegas created and continue to maintain this potentially dangerous quota system. Do these reports have real-life impacts on the people who are identified as potential terrorists? 7 News investigator Tony Kalibian asked. Absolutely, a federal air marshal replied.
What was his name? Kalibian asked?
I can't pronounce that fucking
industrial
name.
Industrial and manufacturing facilities can be loud and complex.
7 News obtained an
what the fuck is that, dude?
7 News obtained an internal Homeland Security document defining an SDR as a report designed to identify terrorist surveillance activity.
FDR?
SDR.
Right. Sorry.
When you see a decision like this for these reports, who loses here?
The American consumer? Asked.
The people who were supposed to protect the American public, an air marshal said. What kind of impact would it have for a flying individual to be named in the SDR? A flying individual, huh? That could have a serious impact. They could be placed on a watch list.
What kind
of have
high
their
individual?
Library card
the whole
taken
thing's
away
a fucking
from that.
Joke.
They could wind up in databases that identify them as potential terrorists and a threat to an aircraft.
And
it could
be
very serious, said Dr. Strange, love. Said Don Strange, a former agent in charge of air marshals in Atlanta. He lost his job attempting to change policies inside the agency owned. That's why several air marshals object to a July 2004 memo from top management in Las Vegas office, a memo that reminded air marshals of the SDR requirement. The body of the memo said, each federal air marshal is now expected to generate at least one SDR per month. Does that memo read to you that air What the fuck is Kavinsky trying to say
the
here?
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about? Chicka wigga bone, chicka wigga bone, chicka
wigga bone. Does that memo read again to you that Federal Air Marshal...
I can't, he's talking.
Federal Air Marshal Sorry. Headquarters has set Sorry. Up a quota on these reports. Absolutely, no doubt, an Air Marshal replied. A second management memo, also dated July 2004, said, there may come on occasion when you just don't see anything out of the ordinary for a month at a time, but I'm sure that if you're looking for it, you'll see something.
That's bullshit right there.
My sneakers.
Shut up.
My sneakers have bombs in them.
I was just at an airport a couple days ago, I think.
With bombs.
And,
Were you in a Mac store?
Yeah, I was in a Mac store.
At the airport.
There's no Mac store at the airport.
No, Mac store airport, you dickhead.
What?
Airport.
Airport.
Airport Wi-Fi.
Another federal air marshal said that there was not only a quota in Las Vegas for SDRs, but it directly reflects on their performance evaluations and how much money they make.
Oh, man.
The director of the Air Marshal Service, Dana Brown, declined 7 News' request for an interview on the quota system. And we're going to put your name in there because you declined our interview request, fucker.
Bingo!
But the agency points to a memo from August 2004 that said that there is not a quota for submitting SDRs, and which goes on to say, I do not expect reports that are inaccurate or frivolous. But Las Vegas-based air marshals say the quota system remains in force, now more than 2 years after managers sent the original memos, and that it's a mandate from management that impacts annual raises, bonuses, awards, and special assignments.
That's unbelievable.
To meet this quota, to get their raises, do you think federal air marshals in Las Vegas are making some of this stuff up? Kalavinsky asked.
Yes.
I know
That's
they
a remarkably
are.
Good analysis of a
Johnny needs a new iPod for Christmas.
I know they are. It's a joke, an air marshal replied.
Let's put someone's name on a terrorist list to get an extra $400.
Had marshals nice. In the Las Vegas office, I don't want to say fabricated, but created reports, Kalavinsky asked.
Spawned?
Creative writing, stretching a long ways to truth, yes, an air marshal replied. One example, according to air marshals, occurred on one flight leaving Las Vegas when an unknown passenger, most likely a tourist, was identified in the SDR for doing nothing more than taking a photo of the Las Vegas skyline as his plane rolled down the runway.
Yeah.
I got your hat!
You're saying that that was not an accurate portrayal of potential terrorist activity? Kovetsky asked.
They're always doing that, terrorists.
No, it was not.
Photographers.
An air marshal said. It was a marshal trying to meet a quota, Kovetsky said. Yes, he was, the air marshal replied. Strange said he didn't have a quota in the Atlanta office when he was in charge.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I would never have done that. You're going to have
It's like I'm listening to a book on tape. I'm like, oh, what's the next thing? I would have never done that, Kloslowski said. Why not, says news reporter Jen Dankins. Well, Dr. Lovejoy, I just don't feel that way strongly about it.
I would never have done that. You're going to have people reporting every suspicious-looking activity they come across. Whether they in their heart feel like it's a threat just to meet a quota. Strange said. Strange and other air marshals said the quota allows the government to fill a database with bad information. A Las Vegas air marshal said he didn't write an SDR every month for exactly that reason. Well, it's intelligence information, and like any system, if you put garbage in it, you get garbage out.
Garbage in, garbage
out. Air marshal
out.
Said. I would like to see an investigation, real investigation, conducted into the ways things are done here, the air marshal in Las Vegas said. Although the agency strongly denies any presence of a quota system, Las Vegas-based air marshals have produced documents that show their performance review is directly linked to producing SDRs. The end.
That's just, it's unbelievable, isn't it? Putting names into a terrorist database for fucking pay.
Well, that's all we have this week for Mystery Storyteller Theater. Tune in next
right.
week.
True, not true, you decide.
Alright, you want to give out the contact info?
No.
Okay, what? Thanks.
Stop trying to push your work onto me, Mr. White.
Cross-eyed tonight.
Right.
We would like to begin by thanking everyone.
Right. Well, we really don't have... No forums anymore, right?
No forums right now.
You can email us at radio@fbillradio.com, and you can leave us voicemail on the FBill Radio phone.
Awesome.
432.614.1200.
Fantastic.
Or
it's Metroid.
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. And you can check out show notes. Used to be able to check out show notes.
Novels. Now they're there.
Forums.
No forums. Pictures. No.
Their pictures are there.
There is a website. www.fbillradio.com is what we're trying to tell
it
the people
exists
who pick
virtually
us up off of iTunes. The folks picking us up.
It is fully functional now.
I wonder if people pick us up off of iTunes.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
They definitely do.
Can they email us?
No.
They apparently can't, no.
Why not?
Because they're not intelligent enough.
Right.
All right, Dr. Lovejoy.
Fantastic.
Strange Love.
Killjoy. That's a real killjoy.
So you think this mic sounds good?
It sounds fantastic. Fantabulous.
Are you pretentious about your microphone?
You stop saying pretentious all the time?
Yeah.
Fine, I will.
Dude, what's wrong with the show novels?
I like them.
They're
I found
awesome
them to be very funny seeing as...
I'm saying they're not like some crappy show notes. They're fucking show novels.
Yeah.
You can go back 20 years from now and read those things to know what's going on.
Right, so shout-outs. Do we have shout-outs this time around?
Oh, yeah, I do, actually.
You want to shout out somebody?
I was waiting for you guys to start.
No, go ahead. You
no,
can
go
start,
ahead,
man.
Dude. You took ownership of that.
All right. I'd like to shout out. This is Big City. I'd like to shout out... fuck, not that creative. I couldn't remember his name. I had a brain fart. Not that creative, because when he... I went to his house and I defaced his fridge.
Yeah, not that creative, who you know, used to be a user on forums.
Yeah,
but since they don't exist anymore, you're, like, not that creative in the ephereal world of FBill Radio post-forums.
Dude, you don't have to knock him.
I wasn't knocking
He's
him.
A nice
I was just
person.
Letting people know who he is.
Oh, I never... Oh, yeah, you're right, you're right.
Yeah, like, you know, they're going to say not that creative.
You can
creative,
email him
like,
at this address.
Who the fuck is that?
Why is your mic, Big City, only coming up on one side?
Yeah, I was
oh, yeah,
just
that's right,
because
I forgot. I changed my... I wanted to be only on the left-hand side of everybody as
ah, right,
to
right
this episode.
That was...
At least halfway through.
I hope that makes everyone feel special.
So right. It feels like I'm, like, right on their shoulder, like, a little, like, conscious. I'm like Jiminy Cricket.
I just want to send my shout to, the guy who, just got fired from AOL for signing off on that.
And, I totally want to give props to the people that wrote the Denver Channel story there. Air Marshals. Like, that was good writing, dude. Seriously. Or dudette. Whoever wrote that.
Send props us email. Get right in the air. Like Metatron did.
Seriously. Send us some love. Show
send
us,
us pictures of your boobies.
Right.
And, so that's it.
All right, right. So for Mr. White...
Hang on. Do you want to tell everybody what our closing song is?
Lucifer.
Lucifer?
Lucifer.
I thought it was Ball Sacks.
I thought it was Ball Sacks, too. I've been waiting to hear this Ball Sacks album for a while. You keep telling
you're
me
you're the one who wrote it down.
Not me.
It was you, then.
No, it was not
I
me.
I thought it was you.
It wasn't me. I don't write in capitals like that.
Neither do I.
I only use... I don't always write in
you're
capitals.
You're saying nobody wrote Ball Sacks?
That's exactly what we're saying.
Dude, maybe we've been...
Ball sacks just appeared.
Yeah.
Ball sacks appeared.
Right, so...
So the closing song is Lucifer, the ruling class, Jesus is smoking crack.
Right, I'm Malice Factor.
I am Big City.
And I am Mr. White. Next time.
Later.
Later.
Yeah, it's a back check. It's sorry, Charlie Horney. He's back from L.A. So, son, you better turn around. Yeah, Christ is on his way across town. He was getting tired of hanging around. Yeah, he's back, Jack, smoking crack. Find him if you wanna get found. He's having supper with the upper management of a new regime. He's in a new jacket, tax bracket, sandals, and a dark pair of jeans. He's got deductions right down the line, dependent claims on all of mankind. Have no fear, he's right here, drinking beer, just trying to get down. Sidewalk on my block the other day. Yeah, it's a fact, check it. Sorry, Charlie, honey, he's back from the grave. You better turn your frown upside down. Christ is on his way across town. He was getting tired of hanging around. Yeah, he's back, Jack, shooting smack, finding it.